Fret Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti from Cannes Film Festival 2015, and today I'm joined by Sarah Forestier, protagonist of La Tête Haute, Standing Tall. So Sarah, tell me, with your character, where was the biggest difficulty in creating and shaping it?
The only thing that I know is that I don't want to save my character like anyway. I have to save him. To save the character. I don't want to save the character. I accept her as she is, and because she's not perfect, she's human. I think you don't have to try make her being better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is no reason for that. I mean, human are human, and they are, well, sometimes good and then sometimes bad, and they have their own complexity and failure. And you have to be straight with the character. You don't have to, if you don't accept the character as she is, you want to transform her and maybe make her being a victim or something. If you're not straight and sincere with the character, you can fit it in the movie. That's what I think, because the audience is going to see that you want to try to have their pity, or I don't know how to say, but you can. When you do cinema, you have to be sincere. Anyway, when you're directing, when you're acting, you have to be sincere. And this is the only way to connect with people. And you have to be sincere with the character. You have to be sincere with the. When you're acting, you have to be sincere. When you're doing a movie, right?
Mm. In a way, it seems like that. A message of the film could be also that the parents should be sent in prison rather than the children.
I don't know if it's getting her in prison is going to change something. But anyway, that's one of the questions in the movie. What is good? I mean, when somebody is not doing the right thing for herself or other people. I mean, this is the same question for the child. Is it good for him to go to prison or not? Because she's destructive for himself. And they try to help him and doesn't work. And sometimes you can ask yourself, as the judge, you know, when she's asking herself, what I have to do now? I don't know anymore. And so it is the same for the mother. I don't know if it's what would be good for her. I mean, punition, does it can help? Maybe not. You never know. But what I know is that I can understand that feeling that she's responsible, of course. And so you want to put her in prison because she's responsible. But the thing is that all the movies, what is beautiful, I think it's about replacing. And the entire movie is not about to accuse people. It's more about trying, because when you have void, in that case, you know, in education, you have, and even affectively, affection. Okay. When you have void, here can grow the violence, actually. And so if you let that void and just take care of the mother or doing something, maybe doesn't help, you know. But you never, I mean, that's an interesting question, because somehow, yeah, if she could change and suddenly be a better mother, would have been great. But the thing is that when they are after 18 years old, I mean, the mother, in life you can't control everything. That's humanity. I mean, if you do control, you can become in a society like Minority Report, you know? So it's bad too. No, I mean, life is not perfect. We can't make a society, perfect society, with perfect parents. But what we can do is put stuff in all holes, you know, somehow. And this is a chance that we have in France, you know, that the people can give you affection or values that your parents didn't give. That's the point, you know, and give you, I mean, this mother is giving a sort of love to her child, but it's more passionate love. It's not kind of, it's not a kind of love that can make you, that can help you to construct yourself.
What did you really love about making a film like this and with this type of relationship between mother and son?
What I loved in the movie is that we understand somehow that that mother, which is not the best mother, you know, for this guy, she may be just reproducing what she lived, actually, with her own mother and all that stuff, you know. In a scene, the judge is saying that, she's saying, if you want to, you don't want to reproduce the system, just, you know, at the beginning of the movie. And so, for me, it's not just about the relation between her and her son, you know, it's more about something about cycles, you know, and what is, you can, in life, you can be blocked in vicious cycles. And the movie, what I like so much in the movie is that there is some hope, and you can break the cycle sometimes because you met people. And it's really about meetings, this movie too. When you have, you know, big rencontres in your life, people that can change your life. And we all have somebody that we met in our life, even when we are young. I mean, parents, you have your parents, but I think that everybody in his childhood has adult figure that can help you to construct yourself too. And even if you don't have problems with your parents, but I think when you're young, you're even anyway, you're searching for another reference for adults, I think. Even if you have a great education, you know, and because it's a way to construct yourself, you know, even when you're young, maybe it's in conscience, but you meet other adults and you're searching something different from your parents.
What was it like with Rod, who has no experience in this, you know, acting world?
It was a bit hard because, I mean, not for me, but because it was hard for him to play that role, because, I mean, it's a tough part, you know, and we didn't realize it was so tough because we're so used to work, you know, I mean, actors and all that stuff, and I think we've been a bit tough with him, like, come on, why are you not, you're not concentrated, eh? Come on, just do the scene and be good, you know, and the thing is that the guy is not an actor, and we forgot that, you know, because we are in our mattress, you know, where like working and little, and so sometimes, you know, it was tough between him and Emmanuel. You know, she was not happy and he didn't know how to do, and she thought he was not, you know, working enough. And sometimes I was like, hey, Rod, yeah, you know, do it, my friend, because, you know, it's you have one chance in life, just do, because I mean, you have one chance now, and just get it and do it. But I think we didn't realize it was so hard for him. And sometimes I try to give him advices too, you know, for concentration, you know, just that, because I don't know what I don't give advices like play like that or those shits, you know, it's bad. No, but just about concentration, you know, just how to stay concentrated. And so it was tough sometimes to see him and Emmanuel and me. I spoke just 2 times with him about, you know, concentration, and trying to be kind with him, but, you know, trying to help him too. But so it was not so easy, but what I loved so much with him is that he's true. When he's not here, you know, he's playing, you feel it, he's not here. But when he's here, this is pure. He's giving something really true, and it's good. Sometimes he astonished me. I was like, he was playing, suddenly crying, I was like, and he was like really living the emotions. And so even when he's doing interviews, I like it so much because he's so true, and it's good to have a new, you know, to the new regard. I mean, his regard on our work, when he's talking about cinema, he's talking about messages. I mean, he said the message of the movie, I love it and everything. And people are scared when they are doing cinema about talking about messages. You know, you have to, I don't know, there is this thing about we're not giving messages, we're doing art, you know. And he has a pure regard on that, you know, just very simple, pure, you know, like he said, it's beautiful to do cinema because you communicate with people, and that's what I love, and that's why I want to continue to do that job. He said that. And this is just the basics. And this is good to see.
Did watching Catherine Deneuve in action teach you something as an actress?
What I learned is that to be good, you have to be scared. And I saw that she was scared a little bit in her eyes at the beginning of the movie. And I loved it very much when we were doing the first scenes. She was scared. I saw in her eyes, and I loved it. No, she's not going to say, hey, everybody, I'm scared, you know? But I saw it, and I loved it. And I think to be good, you have to be scared.
You mentioned earlier that Emmanuel can be tough as a director.
She wasn't tough with me. But at the beginning, yeah, I was. Yes, but it's not true. At the beginning, I didn't really understand what she wanted, okay? I was like just searching with her, you know? We didn't agree in the costumes at the first part, you know? I mean, when we were searching costumes, I had an idea more sexy about the character, and she was going to more social, miserable way to look. And I said to her, no, I want the character to be not just social, you know, but savage too, savage, yes. And sexy a little bit. I want to that we see her that she is a little bit selfish. She wants to seduce. She's more like a girl trying to seduce because she's talking about her lovers and all that stuff and not taking care of her child. That was important for me. And it was very important for me that the role is not just going to be a social explanation for what is happening to the child now. You know, it's boring if you're just a cushion. Cushion?
Yes.
Like an explanation. I don't want to be an explanation, you know. And so we worked on that stuff, and we find finally the good costumes and everything. And but still in the 2-3 first days of shooting, I didn't get exactly what she wanted for the character. And after 3 days, I got it. I said, okay, that's it. I realized that she wanted her to be funny, too. And so, you know, I was doing some stuff. She laughed, and I said, okay, let's try that. And I tried, you know, some steps. And she let me not saving the character. She let me do it, and I loved it, you know, because I wanted the mother to be selfish sometimes and even very bad, you know. Anyway, what was the question? Okay, so I was working with her and I loved it, and it was not so easy at the beginning. But what I loved so much with her is that she's audacious. Yeah, very courageous. I loved it because she wrote first she wrote. I mean, she's a beast. I mean, somehow, because she works so much. I love it, you know. She's working a lot. She worked a lot on her script, and the script was great, you know. The way everything was constructed in the movie, I loved it, and everything. But what I love so much is that she's courageous. She wrote a character like my character that is not easy. I mean, filming that child that is so violent, the entire movie was not so easy too, you know. And the parti pris of staying in, you know, the point of view of staying in an office for the entire movie somehow was courageous too. And so, but what I can say for me is that I prefer to work with women, women's directors, because I think I am that kind of actress that is not working. I mean, I don't give my personal sensuality in my characters. Actually, I can put a little bit of sexuality in characters, salvage stuff, you know, but not mine. I keep it private. And you have those other actresses, and I don't judge them, you know, but they give more about their own femininity and sensuality. And I think it attracts more male directors, you know. And there is something about it's inspiring because of your femininity. And I didn't want to inspire by my femininity. Yeah, I prefer to keep it for my personal life. Mm-hmm. And so, I think that's why I think I don't attract male directors so much. When they are attracted by me as an actress to take me, it's more about my imagination, you know, creativity or stuff like that. And but male directors, they can't. I mean, even if it's inconscient, this sexual part or seducing part is gonna be there anyway. And so, when female directors comes to me, I feel that their regard is more interesting. I don't know. They are more. Maybe I'm gonna change my mind, you know, in a few years and say something else. But now, what I feel is that when female directors are interested by me and come to me and we work together, their regard is more.
On the same page.
Yeah, it's more complex on me. I don't know. There is something that I prefer, because there is not this stuff about seduction or.
What was the most important part of your career?
The beginning, of course. L'Esquive. The meeting with Abdelatif Kechiche. I mean, because it was the beginning, so it's the most important. If you don't have the beginning, you don't have anything. So anyway, but even more because it's him. I started with a genius. For me, this guy is a genius. I mean, you can be talented, you can be, but to have genius, it's different. And for me, he's in this category of talent. He's genius for me, this guy, this director.
But for his genius, would you be able to do, for example, La Vida d'Elle?
No, no, because, you know, I can do, like, when I did the Jacques Doyon's movie, there are a lot of sex in the movie. But it's done in a way, like, very creative way, you know, because they're fighting with sex, and it's creative. I don't want to give my own sexuality, femininity. I want to create with that, but not giving just my own, you know. But work on the subject of sexuality is not a problem for me. But working on the subject, not just giving my, you know, personal stuff. I mean, it's just another way of doing, because you always give something about yourself in movies, but it's just not a straight way of giving it, you know.
Yeah.
But
the film was too much for you?
No, it's just that, yeah, I think I couldn't do it. Sex scenes like for 15, very straight way.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's different. Yeah, for me it would have been, I don't know if I would have the courage to do that. No, I don't think so. And at the beginning he proposed me the role. And after he retracted? He said no. He came to me, gave me the book to read, and after he said, no, I can't do that with you, Sarah. You're like a child for me. I met you when you were 15 years old, and it could have been like, for me, I feel it like an incest. I can't do that with you. And I didn't feel like, I didn't say to him, no, yeah, I want to do the movie with you, just do it. Because I felt that I didn't want to do that with him. No. Too much direct, too straight way of intimacy, sexuality. I have to take different ways.
And this was Sarah Forestier for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.